The biggest sale of the year is officially open August 21st through Sunday the 27th. I'm offering a whopping $350 off my life-changing home management system that you can complete in just 4 weeks, so you can go from overwhelmed to organized. Systemize Your Life isn't just any online course. It's an opportunity to completely transform your life and take back control of your schedule, your clutter, your cleaning, routines, to-dos, and even your relationships. Systemize Your Life is a plug-and-play, color-coded system that leads you step-by-step through not just creating, but also implementing your home management system so you can rest well at night, not wake up to dirty dishes and piles of laundry every day, make time for yourself, like a workout or two, once or twice a week, date nights, have kids and a husband that actually help out, and most certainly, finally say goodbye to that never-ending to-do list. This is where you start, and it's on sale right now. Go to chelseajoe.co/SYL. Be sure to use code BACKTOSCHOOL on your VIP checkout to get 12 months access, a full year access to the 4-week home management method, plus coaching with our dedicated student success coach, a private student community with daily support for homework and all of the questions that you have, plus connecting and networking with other work from home and stay at home moms. And right now, with that code back to school, you're getting the most epic bonuses we have ever had. Done for you time blocks. That's right. We are hand delivering all your time blocks done for you. Our escape your clutter and live mess free method, plus our family budgeting system, and 100% free and included is the full access to Systemize Your Biz as well. This is your chance to not only save big, but score big with these bonuses and this discount. Again, chelseajoe.co/SYL. Can't wait to meet you inside. Are we all officially here? Going live. Welcome to the very last day of the Back to School series. I am so happy that you guys are so unbelievably juiced up, amped up. We've had incredible participation, a lot of excitement and enthusiasm surrounding the Back to School sale. When you pop in here, whether you are here live or if you are coming in and doing the replay with us, hashtag replay. Hey, Tara. Tara Kay, thanks for joining me. Say hi. I want to have an opportunity to really sit down and take your questions, you guys. I want to be able to, I know as you go through and you're listening to all 5 days of a series, you get really excited. There's so much action that you want to take. And now's a chance for you to get your questions answered. Jenny Lynn, hi. Miss you too. Oh my goodness. Leslie says, when's the Phoenix meetup? I have no idea, girl. I have no idea when the Phoenix meetup is going to be. Hey, my wall. You guys like my wall? Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. Not totally done yet. We still have a lot of work to do over there. Behind the scenes, hashtag showing all the details. Hold on. Can we get this wall? It's my closet in my office, and I ripped the doors out, and I'm going to put some shelves up, put some things in those picture frames, but you know, we're making progress. Finally got settled in my new house, and well, settled for as much as, you know, like things are happening, and so many house projects to go, and they're all going to creep up right before Christmas. I can just feel it, so we're trying to pace ourselves with that. Put some off until next year, but nonetheless, make sure when you guys come in, if you have a question for me, please drop it in. I am here to chat with you specifically. I do have some questions that came in underneath the post that I had mentioned that surprise, I'm going to be going live. And so I definitely will be taking those. And oh my goodness, Priscilla said, hey, this is my first time on your live. So excited. Yay, Priscilla, have you been listening to the podcast? Have you guys been loving, which is your favorite day so far? What did you take away from it? What was your favorite part? What challenged you the most? Obviously, we're going to be talking about Systemize Your Life and whether or not you feel like now is a good time for you to jump in. We're going to be talking about that here very soon. And I'm going to be waiting for all of your questions to be coming in, so that I can make sure that you guys feel like you really can walk away and do this thing. You guys all know that we have a major sale going on, biggest sale of the year. We will not be having another sale like this. for the foreseeable future, honestly. So now's the time to come in to snag this so that you can take all of the information that you learned today, plus everything that's on the podcast all over the place, and I can hand deliver it to you in a very straightforward plug and play, copy and paste. Pay attention to your emails, because videos are definitely going out inside of the emails that are showing you the back end of what Systemize Your Life looks like. But for sure, what you guys can expect whenever you become a student, which if you have questions about that right now, please make sure that you pop them in here, because the last thing that I want is for you to wake up on Monday morning and be like, oh my gosh, I totally missed it and I should have done it. I don't want you to be sitting there in November and December and January feeling like if you would have only gotten started 3 months ago, whenever we had this sale at the very end of August, that you already would have been in your dream place that you really want to be. Leslie is an incredible person to ask that's here. Jenny Lynn too. These are current students of mine. Leslie's killing it. She hasn't even been in the program that long. She's got people doing stuff for her in her house. Like, it is crazy town. I love it so much. Okay, so please make sure, I'm going to have Tara drop the link in here for you guys. You've seen it all over the place, but I know some of you are still totally on the fence and you're like, should I do it? Should I not? The number one thing that I want you to know is you will walk away with 95% of your to-dos completely gone. All of the automation that we talk about, and I'm going to touch on here inside of this live, we tell you exactly what to automate. We take the guesswork out of it 100%. But along those lines, we also don't make it so concrete and so rigid that it doesn't bend and flex with what your life actually looks like. I know that when you listen to the podcast, it sounds a lot like my life seems so glorious over here and your life isn't, and it's so XYZ, it's such a mess, my husband works, I work, that wouldn't work for me, and I get it. It will work for you. It absolutely will work for you to have a home management system in place. And for you to go out there and create your own, which I'm sure you've already been trying, is not working that well. So here, let me give you mine. Let me give you mine that has been completely thought out and is 100% ready for you to put into place. And that's why we have coaches available. I am available. I'm always there watching what my students are doing. And we are so on board with making sure that every single student succeeds. I know that, Priscilla, I'm going to take your question in just a second because I love that so much. I know that we have moms all over the spectrum of working, not working, working from home, running their own business, have kids, don't have kids, and this home management system has helped them regain control of their life, get their chaos out, get their schedules under control, get their meal planning under control. These things that feel so big and so out of control, like major mountains, become little teeny tiny blips in your day that you feel like you can conquer. You feel successful and empowered. I wish you could feel Leslie's energy radiate through the student community. It is the best thing in the world. And we have so many students right now that are on fire. It blows my mind when I see the women that come inside of this program. Some of them hit the ground really hard and they're in it, and some women take their time and that's what they need, and we're there to support you. So chelseajoe.co/SYL, it's over there, and make sure you use code back to school to snag your discount, because you wanna be able to save money on this. You can get started for less than $65 right now. Do not be afraid. I am the mentor that you are going to be walking on the heels of, and I take it very seriously. I'm humbled and honored by every single person that comes through my program. This is my life's work, okay? And I know that you have your own life's work that you want to get to, and you can't because your clutter and your schedule and your to-dos and your laundry and your dirty toilets and your lack of connection with your kids and the chaos with you and your husband and your inability to even take care of yourself is getting in the way of you doing what you know you are supposed to be doing. And I can help you and will fix that for you. All right, let's make sure right now Heather's in the house. She's one of my longtime OG students. I love this so much. Okay, let me take some of your questions, and if you have any kind of follow-up questions, pop them in the chat. I'm here for you. Priscilla, we're all in. You asked Priscilla Acosta, what would be your best tips for a single stay-at-home mom with 3 special needs kids fighting her own? Oh no, hold on. Where you go? Just jumped. Where did you go? Okay. fighting her own battle of depression and recently joined a network marketing company. Oh my gosh. Okay, best tips for you, honestly, is making sure first and foremost that your fundamental needs are in place. So your fundamental needs are the most important things that you need to do that right now you are putting on the back burner. So what I know to be true about some people that are very close and near and dear in my own life that suffer with depression and anxiety, people in my own family, people in my extended circle, is that taking care of yourself is extremely hard. And it is a never-ending perpetual battle that I know for a fact the way that you care for your home, the way that you care for yourself, if you're getting to bed on time, what you're eating, what you're not eating, if you're physically moving your body every single day, all of these things are going to improve your impression, your depression, and your anxiety. And how do you do those things when you don't have time? How do you make sure that you're actually showing up for those things when you're so bogged down by all the stuff that you didn't get done? And so you're constantly living in this cycle of feeling more depressed and more anxious, more guilt and more suffering is by focusing on your fundamental needs. And so getting your time under control. First of all, we use time blocks, right? I use a 5-block method so that you know for a fact that everything that has to be done in a day has a very clear spot where it has to live. It becomes like a puzzle. And now all of a sudden, instead of a really long list of a million things to do that just keeps growing and you never get done, you have a handful of things that have been grouped together. All those things are really digested down and they're put into this really, really, really straightforward. And to be honest, it's a beautiful layout that helps a messy life look so much more attractive because all of our lives are really messy. And we all struggle with things, no matter if it's depression or anxiety. With me, with my autoimmune disease, I'm constantly maintaining. I have irritable bowel syndrome, had it for many, many, many years, very, very, very severe. And really my symptoms have been in remission for a long time. And that's when I realized with a brand new baby, you guys have heard my story so many times at how much I was struggling when I first got married, shared parenting time. I had gone through an abusive relationship. Like, it was really hard. And then all of a sudden my trauma was releasing through this autoimmune disorder, and I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't eat anything at all without being severely sick. And that was really hard on a new marriage. And so I knew that I was made for more than that. And I know that you're made for more than that too. And that's why it's so unbelievably important to sit down and get really serious with what you're doing with your time and slowly, slowly make sure that you have a community of women around you that are going to help you build brick by brick, right? This is what I say to everyone and to everybody. Like, it is brick by brick by brick by brick. That is how great things are made, one brick at a time. We don't just all of a sudden build walls to fortify ourselves. That's not how it was done. However many decades and centuries ago, whenever walls were built around castles to fortify, they were doing that before their attacks ever came. These are longtime military principles about how we have to become resilient and tough. And we as moms and as women, we have to fortify ourselves. And we have become so weakened by our own choices. There's no one else that we can put that blame on. Now, my abuse and the things that I experienced were not my fault. And a lot of things that happen to us in our life aren't our fault. But how I choose to respond definitely is within our control. And so right now, Priscilla, what I would definitely say is to look for the number one place that's bogging you down the most that you think would have the greatest impact on all things across the board. Is it sleep? Is it food? Is it exercise? Is it clutter? Are you living in a house that is an absolute pigsty? Do you pick up after yourself? What are your core fundamental needs that you're like, yes, 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 and yes, and get those on your calendar right away out the gate. Obviously, this is the number one thing that we approach right away. First thing, this is what I give you, and I actually give you your fundamental needs. The things that I know, all 8 of them that are proven to improve your quality of life almost overnight. Jenny Lynn would be a great person for you to reach out to. I know she's had some similar ups and downs and things in her life that we've been able to support her through. So you wanna scroll up. She'd be a great person for you to chat with. And let's see what our next question is. Yay, Priscilla said I'm speaking to her heart. I love that so much. Yes, organize my life and time blocks. I also have ADHD. Great. All those things that I just mentioned to you, honestly, Priscilla, within 3 months' time are going to revolutionize your life. Okay. Jenny Lynn is here. She's a great person for you to reach out to. Okay. So, Leslie's question, how to consistently and effectively find time for laundry? Yeah, I love it. So, obviously, Leslie, the system that you are flushing out and your tidy cues, I know what you've been through. I know the work that you're doing inside of Systemize Your Life right now. And I know that you are well on your way. Fine-tuning little teeny tiny pieces after you get the big macro pieces of your home management system in place is where the fun really starts to happen. So, Leslie, let's just break it down, right? How many people are you doing laundry for? Who in that group can actually do their own laundry? And number one question, Leslie, does everyone in your household right now have one very small, about this big, laundry basket in their bedroom for their own laundry? Now, when it comes to bedding and towels, I have kitchen linens because I'm almost completely paper-free in this house except for toilet paper. I won't go that far. Maybe when I'm like 80, I don't know, probably not. I'll always have toilet paper, but other than that, we're totally paper free. So we have a lot of linens that have to be washed around here. It's just about putting them on a rotation and when do they need to be done. For me, I like to carve out time in one of my time blocks every single day for a specific tidy cue, and sometimes that means laundry. So today, because I don't necessarily love being super rigid, as much as it seems like I am super free flowing. And my home management system is what keeps me from just being like, meh, I'll totally do it later. And then I end up with like a huge backlog. So I have to keep myself really accountable to my home management system so that my husband and my kids don't have to live in a pigsty. And I will tell you, when all of them are gone and I don't have to uphold this for them, you can kind of start to see everywhere I've been. And I'm like, you gotta whip this back into shape, girl. Go back to your tidy cues. But it's nice that I have something to go back to, right? And so I like knowing that every single evening, from as soon as our PM block starts, that I have that buffer time to pour into my house. And I have it in my AM block most days too. And that's whenever I'm just gonna go tackle the thing. And so if I put the laundry in and then a little bit later, I turn it over and I put it in the dryer, and I don't have time to fold it that day. That's okay because I have tomorrow AM or tomorrow PM block with a buffer sat there. That's how I approach my laundry, but I don't have a ton of people. Blaine does his own, I do my own, and we both tackle the kids together. My 11-year-old is starting. We're training her to do it on our own. Hopefully, that gives you some really good ideas. Jessica says, is doing laundry considered wash, dry, and fold, or is it acceptable to have a constant rotation of keeping your washer and dryer full? I mean, I think it totally is up to you. For me, it's the whole thing, and I would love to be able to put washer in wash or laundry in the washer in the dryer and never have to touch it again. I love it. I love it so much. I'm like, okay, we're done. But that's not actually what it is. So, I have identified for me that smaller loads of laundry more frequently helps to actually get through the whole entire process. Because there's nothing worse than going to the washing machine and finding out that actually there's stuff in there. And then you're like, oh, great, that's awesome. Now what do I do? So making sure that you've thought through that entire process, and things actually getting put away is ideal. Okay. Here we go. Let me see if there's any other questions in here. I had a question. First live directly with me. I love it. Oh, introduce through Passion to Profit workshop calls. Yay, Carolyn, I'm so happy that you're here. Haiti, Hattie. Hattie Maria says, I'm going to sign up. Tell me that I'm going to get to see you inside of Systemize Your Life. That's super exciting. I love it so much. Let me pop in another question that came through. You guys, first of all, maybe it's one of the Katie's that's in here. Katie asked how to get your husband on board as you implement systems. This is so real. And I have an email going out. I think it's tonight that actually, you guys, seriously, pay attention to your emails because we have an entire template on what to say to your husband if that is one of your hangups with going and asking him if you can invest in a course that is going to help you with your home management, because it's so hard to ask and it's so hard to know what to say. It's also really hard to justify spending money on ourselves when we don't feel worthy of it, because take a look around. We clearly suck, don't we? We can't keep up with anything. I can't get my hair done. How long has it been since I changed the sheets on our bed? The kids are wearing ratty clothes or wrinkly clothes. There's something nasty in the back of the fridge right now. Like, why would I ever invest in myself if I can't even prove my worthiness around here? Isn't that how it goes? And so I want you to believe in yourself enough to be able to take this request not only to your own heart, but also to your husband's, if that is the scenario in your home right now, and be really bold and believe in not only us, and we take it very seriously when people invest their time and their money into us. It is my passion and my mission to help other homes come together through the mom's role of management. And no one teaches you how to manage a house. No one teaches you that. It was just by the luck of the draw that I had an incredibly systematic dad, and my mother is the nurturer of all nurturers, and she is an organization queen. Like, I've learned everything from my parents, and it all came together through me. And that's how I know that this is my life's work. This is what I'm intended to do. And this is not like any other course that you would ever take. It's really not. It really borders on the line of being a program. And we want to make sure that every single student believes in themselves enough to be able to complete what they started. So getting your husband on board when you start systemizing along with your kids is a lot easier than you think. It really comes down to you being very, very, very clear on what it is that you are doing. And so it starts with your own clarity. So if you have no idea what you're actually trying to bring to him, that conversation is not going to go well. They want black and white. They want straightforward. Even if you have a long conversation about it, because you guys communicate well, and that's fun and enriching for you guys, that's great. But still, at the end of the day, the point is to have something very concise that you're communicating. So if you're out there and you feel like you want to wing this on your own, which I definitely encourage you not to wing this on your own. It's going to take you so much longer. Even if you feel like, I've got the podcast, man, she is ripping through how-tos, and I feel like I can really put so much of this together. It's already helped me improve so much. Imagine what it's going to be like when you actually get every single step in order, and in 4 weeks with an hour a week, maybe an hour and a half, especially if you're hopping on implementation calls every other week. With an hour and a half, you're going to get a really deep education that comes down into everything that you're doing all day long and helps you start showing up for every single piece of your day, little by little by little, with major intention. Once you get that down pat, to answer Katie's question, then you're gonna get to be like, hey, I was just wondering if you wouldn't mind in the mornings if we did this, right? So for us, it was, hey, what do you think about me setting the lunch boxes here for the kids instead of them being over here? That would really help me in search of this thing. And in week 4 of Systemize Your Life, you actually get specific language cues. I teach you how to say very specific things that you can tweak and use, but it gives you like a little bug in your ear to know how to approach this conversation. Language cues are so vital when trying to communicate things that feel a little bit awkward to us, or we're not sure how they're going to respond and we want to solicit a great response. So once you have that clarity, then you can go forward and you can say, hey, what do you think if, insert the thing that you want them to do, very, very short and precise, and then let them know what it would mean to you and why you're wanting to do that, right? It's really going to help me to be able to get the kids out the door on time, which I know has been really frustrating for both of us when we get the call that our kids have been late too many days in the morning. And this would be really, really helpful to me. Boom, one system to involve them in. And then you just start going slowly but surely, just like that. And they're going to see you light up. They're going to see it be helpful. And if you don't ask too much all at once and you make it about what's in it for them, their buy-in is going to happen naturally. All right, Tara K asks a question. I love the back to school series and I'm trying to work out the after school logistics in our house. We come in the front door, which is directly into our living room. We don't have a very good place for a drop zone, especially for winter stuff, because there's not a coat closet either. Should we take coats, shoes, bags directly to our rooms and closets? Tara, I love that question. I will say that actual physical organization of things can make a huge difference. I used to struggle with my laundry routine so badly in our old house. And it felt like I was always working against it. It was systematic. I knew how to build it in. Everything was right, but there was something about it with the physical organization that didn't work. And it really reminds me of this. And as soon as we moved into this house, the laundry room is right next to our rooms. I have more space. It's upstairs. Like, it's so different. Like, I'm obsessed with my laundry room and doing laundry now. And so that's where we would want to get you with this. So there's a lot of things to think about. How can you get really creative? That's the number one thing that is infused into our morals as a family, is every problem has a solution. We just got to get creative. So is there a way that you can hang coat, like actual hooks on the wall behind the door when you come in? Can you put a rubber mat down? Can you find a cute rubber mat if you're like me and you don't want one of those black nasty snow mats that my husband from Ohio always wants to put in our house in Arizona where there is no snow and mud? Like, what can you put in place? We had to put an actual like rack up, and I found a cute one in my old house, and now I've got a rack with a bench from IKEA that we have inside of our garage, because we come through the garage door and there's nowhere to put it in there either. That made sense. So we put it right in the garage. And so in the summer times, that means that it's a little bit warm, but I also wanted it out of the house. I didn't want it in the house. So the other reason why I wouldn't say no, don't take it directly upstairs, but when it's upstairs, it's so much harder in the mornings to make sure that I wanted to make sure you did say that it was upstairs, right? Is that what you said? Hold on. Up to our, okay, so I'm assuming you have a second, you have two stories like we do. The more you can have downstairs and ready for them, we pulled all shoes out of closets. They're all downstairs. So all they have to do in the morning upstairs is put their clothes on and then use the bathroom for brushing their teeth and doing their hair and that kind of thing. Everything else is downstairs, all of it. And that has made it so much easier. Backpacks always stay downstairs. Nothing goes up to the bedroom. It's all in communal spaces so that I can keep my eyes on it at all times. Hopefully that gives you some ideas. Let us know what you come up with. I would love that. Piggybacking on the laundry basket, do you recommend the collapsible? What kind do you have? I'm not joking you. You guys, your laundry bags need to be like this big. Your laundry baskets, can you see me? Your laundry baskets need to be, you can't see me. So I hold mine at my waist and it comes up to like right here. It's like this big. Okay. That's it. They're tiny. They're toy bins is what they are. Like, if you think of, just hear me out. I promise you, if you have a big bin, the answer is no. The answer is by the time that thing fills up, you're already three loads deep. And I don't even have an agitator in mine. It doesn't even matter. I can fit so much in that washing machine, but you're never going to get it dried. You're never going to get it put away. It is a problem. So super, super, super small laundry baskets. Hobby Lobby has tons of options for this. At Home has tons of options. Walmart and Target has tons of options for this. You're just going to find a little bin. You can find the ones that are made of cloth and are kind of collapsible. I don't like those because if they're more structured, they will definitely work better. Because when there's not any clothes in them, they stay open so the kids can throw them in there. Okay, let me see if there were any other questions. Okay, I have another question that was, I'm gonna pop in about 4 more minutes worth of this. Please let me know in the chat if you're like, I am kind of on the fence. Like, I kind of wanna do this thing, but I'm not sure. I'm scared. I don't know if it will work for me. Like, whatever your questions are, I want you to make sure that before Sunday night when the cart closes and there is no more sale, that you feel really confident in your decision no matter what way you go, because there is nothing worse than not being sure and sitting and sitting and thinking and thinking and sitting and sitting and thinking and thinking and then feeling like you regret it later. So let us be the ones that help you know if this is the right timing and the right decision for you. So pop your name in here and we definitely will follow up with you for sure. Okay, Priscilla, can you ask me why about which part? Ask me why about which part, because there's a little bit of a lag, so I don't know what you were asking for. Kyrene, definitely, we got you, girl. We will follow up with you. We'll send you a message, but feel free to drop in your questions right here. Program is for 12 months. We used to do unlimited access, and then guess what happened to our students? They would put it off, and they would put it off, and they would put it off, and they would put it off. And I am all about making sure that you actually do this thing, okay? So I want to make sure that whenever you invest money in this, that you get so much more, which I haven't even touched on everything that comes included, so I will in just a second. And Priscilla, thank you for that clarification. I'll answer you in just a second. So Kyrene, 12 months access to get all the way in, and then we have a re-up option at the end of 12 months that is considerably reduced in price, okay? So we bring the price down, way down after those 12 months if you want to stay in it for another year. But a year is super, super long for you because it's only 4 weeks to actually learn the content, and then we give the rest of the years to help implement. Jessica, I love that you just brought it all out. The money has me scared. Totally. I totally get it. I totally understand. And those are absolute valid feelings. Let me touch on a few things for you as far as financial investments. One, I hear a lot of people say that they are scared because they don't know if they are going to actually be able to follow through with it. Last thing you want to do is throw money at something and then you be the reason why it doesn't succeed. The other part of it is not actually knowing if either the coach can be trusted, which y'all know you can trust me at this point. You've listened to so many different podcast episodes. We have over 1,000 students that have had great success in our program. You're going to see a bunch of testimonies come through in your emails as well to really help you consider and chew on that data for as long as you need. But then also to just know, is the information actually going to work for you? Is this something that could be implemented in my life? And to all of those are very valid questions. Let's just talk about the money really quick. The investment right now, you get in for pay in full for $647. So just under $650, which is normally $1,000. And then you can also, another option is you can choose to pay just under $65 a month for 12 months. And then after that, you can choose to completely be done, or you can stay in the program for another year at a reduced fare. So when you come in right now using the back to school code, you're actually going to get our budgeting system. So that's going to save you a ton of money once you put that budgeting system in place, which we'll get there. About month 2 or month 3, we can dial in on that. We also could do it right out the gate if you wanted. We could. But I like to get my families and these moms really dialed in right out of the gate with the 4-week method, and then we can pop into all of the bonuses. Also, we are going to get you in a place where meal prepping and actually sticking to your fundamental needs, one of them what you're eating and what you're not eating, right? We're going to get that so laser dialed in. Leslie has an incredible story, an example that just recently happened where she went out of town, and when she came back, everything was ready to go for the next week. The fridge was stocked. Like, she wasn't even involved in it anymore. Not only is it happening when she's involved, but also it's happening when she's not involved. And that's going to save you a ton of money there as well, right along with all of the other things that you're actually going to be keeping up with now. So as soon as we free up that bandwidth in our brain and we're not running around like chickens with our heads cut off all of the time and feel like we're constantly making our own fires that we have to put out, it allows us to have more capacity to show up in our jobs, to show up for whatever it is that we want to do outside of our home, which then increases our capacity to be able to manage our money better, or to make the money and focus on that part of our life. So there are a lot of benefits financially by getting organized in so many different ways. The discount code back to school. So all of the bonuses, which are done for you time blocks, we do have a workbook that allows you to kind of plug and play and go through this on your own. But we also right now are giving you the opportunity to get done for you time blocks done for free if you come in underneath the back to school code. So that comes with it, the discount, the budgeting bonus, the escape your clutter and live mess free bonus is also going to be there, which I'm so excited. We do community events twice a year inside of the program. We will be doing one here in a little while where we all come together and we declutter underneath my escape method. So you'll be getting access to that as well. And it is all good through Sunday night. Okay. And then the other thing that I wanted to say to this is honestly to trust yourself, is you have, and I keep pounding this out in the podcast, and I've put it in a couple emails too, that you have to believe in yourself and know that it's not you that is failing. It's not you that doesn't know how to do these things. It's just the simple fact that you don't have the actual tool. You don't have the plan, and you keep trying to create the plan, but it's not working, right? And then when things don't go according to plan, you have no idea what to do because you're recreating plans all of the time. That's what's so beautiful about a plug and play home management system. I want to answer really quickly the laundry question. Why for each kid in one room? Because A, you're teaching the kids how to do their own laundry, recognize when the laundry's full. They can't see that when it's in another room. And also, then they're able to take the clothes off and get them in the hamper way faster. Hampers in the laundry room don't work. That's why you end up with clothes on the bathroom floor, in the bedroom, in the hallway, because they're not going to strip down, put their clothes on, and then pick them up and take them to the laundry room. That's not going to happen. And then we also reduce the amount of clothes that are going into one bin by getting them into every single person's home. Okay, I mean bedroom. Okay. Let me answer just one other quick question that I thought was so amazing that came through, and then I will turn you guys loose. Again, Tara's gonna drop the code again, chelseajoe.co/SYL with code back to school. Gets you all the incredible things right now. And the reason why I did this right now, we normally do our sale, like our big sale, biggest sale of the year, right around Black Friday. But I was like, no, I want you guys to be like on it before the new year comes, because we're gonna be setting goals with each other. I am so excited to set my students up for success for 2024, and I've got some really fun things in store that I want you to be ready for. I want you to have your life in order. I want you to feel like you have control over these parts of your life that you feel like you can't even touch anymore before we get to that point. So New Year's resolutions aren't even a thing, right? It's like we're already in place and now we're ready to charge forward and make even more impact in the places in our life where we really want to. So I had another question come in about making sure and trying to figure out how to use time blocking, one for a teacher and then also for the days when things don't go according to plan, and this whole concept of automating. So if you are time blocking right now and that feels really good and you're like, I love this concept, but it seems so far out of touch for me. Like, I'm a teacher. What do I do? How do I time block? Your 5-block method. I work all the time, or I don't have a job at all. I'm a stay-at-home mom. The point is to not set something up that's so rigid that it doesn't ebb and flow. We want to make sure that those 5 blocks fit your life very, very, very well, to where everything that you're trying to do all day long now fits really organically in a place in your day that makes sense, that's effective, and it's super efficient. So when we start wringing out all of that lost and fragmented time that's spread all over the place, a 10-minute gap here, an hour of scrolling here, 30 minutes of doing who gosh only knows what in the evening, we take all of that, you are instantly going to get about 2 hours of freedom back in your day. Now, it might not be freedom just sitting on your couch, right? But it's going to be freedom to make choices to actually do what you want to do with your life, to create more productivity within your day. So specifically, when you set up a plan right now, and then the example that came through from Carolyn was, I just spent an entire, like 10 hours on the phone with an insurance company because they're hackling me and I'm having to do this thing, and it totally threw out everything else that I was supposed to do this week. So now I'm behind, okay? Yeah, it really does feel like it. But what we want to create and what a home management system does for you is allows you to say, okay, for the next 3 hours, I have these 4 major things that I'm doing. This is my routine stack. One of them is 2 hours for to-dos. Okay, well, I've been on the phone. My one to-do this week was to take care of this insurance claim. Well, that took way too much time. I blew through the rest of that time block. For a lot of us, though, for most people, what we actually missed out on without a home management system is getting through a checklist. So now it's like, well, what do I do? But instead of having a checklist, we have one or two other things that are sitting in there, and we're gonna pull them out and we're gonna move them to a later part in the day, or we're gonna look at our planner and we're gonna say, there's a better place to put it this week. I'm gonna move it over there. And all you have to do is now put your management hat on. all you're doing is managing instead of out there trying to run around and work yourself like a dog and do all of the things. I want to pull you up to a management level. That's why it's a home management system. We've got to elevate what you're doing, have you really step into that leadership role so that you can handle whenever a curveball comes at you and be like, I know what to do with that. Done. And that's where I want to get you, is into this place where you know what to do with that immediately. Okay, I know what to do with the rest of my day, even though I just had to manage this super annoying thing. Because those super annoying things are gonna happen all the time. That's the name of our game. It's, do you know what to do with them? Do you know where to put things? Okay, I could talk on this stuff forever. Please make sure that if you have questions, you can email us, info@chelseajoe.co. You can hop off of this live. You can send us a direct message, or private message on Facebook. You can DM us on Instagram. If you dropped your name in here, we will go back through and make sure that we get in touch with you. I want you to feel confident in your home management. I want you to get organized. I want you to stop being overwhelmed. I want you to not live in fear and hide behind the excuses of I can't afford it, which I understand sometimes you really can't afford things, but not when it's an excuse. Or I don't know if I can do it. I'm not sure if it will work for me. I don't think my husband even understands what this is. All of those things are you trying to push away the opportunity for you to grow into this woman that I know that you dream about being every single day. We're totally here for you. Thanks for being live. And I will circle back in the comments for those of you that are here on replays to catch your questions too. Have a great weekend.